I got a phone call in 1995, and it was from the headquarters of my company. I was living in Southern California. My company was in Conyers, Georgia, and they said, we've been acquired, and we are bringing one person besides myself to live and work in Maryland. Do you have interest? And I'm like, I guess I'm interested. It sounds like a good opportunity. So I took the job, and they said, okay, well, we're going to fly you in 2 weeks. You have 1 day to find a place, and then we're flying to Europe to train everybody on the software we just acquired. I'm like, oh, okay. So they fly me in. I look in Colombia, and I'm about to sign a lease, but then I end up having drinks in Fells Point. So I found a beautiful place in Fells Point, and we called it Felrose Place for a reason, and it was amazing. So I moved here, and I worked in Colombia, and I worked for a company that was designing tracking systems. And then after a while, and I was doing the marketing, which I had never done because I was a technical person within this organization. They had put me in a marketing position, even though all I had ever done was design, develop, but this is what I was doing. And then I said, listen, this thing called the internet is coming, and I really think it's going to be big, and I have an idea how we could take software that I was selling and teaching people to make it web-enabled and create something called a web page. And they said, that's not who we are. Stick to your lane, Steinmetz. Focus on what your tasks are, which I was not very good at doing anyways. So I took a big vacation. I actually went overseas in Asia and hiked in the Himalayas and did crazy stuff. When I came back and I worked, and I was kind of miserable, my boss, who had was the only other person to come, got fired when I got back, and all of a sudden they're shutting down a whole division, and I'm talking to these people, and they're literally throwing away probably $300,000 worth of gear, and I'm like, why aren't you just selling it? And they said, this stuff's very niche, everything's different, everything is configurable, a lot of this stuff is broken, some of it's just returns, we don't want it. So now when I lived in Fells Point, was playing chess with a guy. He wasn't working, he was trying to start a valet business, and I'm like, you know, there's a crazy thing, these guys are just throwing away like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff. You know, would you be interested in, like, I think we could sell this stuff. And he's like, yeah, whatever, man. Just, you know, so I'm like, maybe we should buy it. And he had no money, which I did not know. So I gave him a check. And for 10 grand, we bought like $300,000 worth of stuff. And it sat in my apartment. Now, we both had apartments in the apartment complex. And it went nowhere. And nothing sold. And he's like, well, you're working. You got to quit. And I'm like, all right, well, am I in this? Am I going to do it? It seems like there's a lot of other opportunities because I think the internet's going to be big. So I decided to quit, and I immediately, after we quit, like, we went from selling zero to selling like 60 grand in 1 month, and things were going gangbusters, and all of a sudden I'm really a web-based company selling and designing solutions for barcode scanning around the world, and I'm selling all over the United States, and I'm flying all over the place, but I'm doing all the sales, all the pre-sales, because I knew how to do that, and all the post-sales installation, and the support, and everything, and I'm literally waking up at 4 in the morning, catching a 6:30 in the morning, working all day at some place, in some other place in the country, catching the red eye back 9 o'clock, only to do it all over again. And it got to a point where I was talking to my travel agent, this is 97, 98, and they were like, you're going here. Well, for $300 less, you can go one way. I'm like, what do you mean? We can go one way around the world. I'm like, oh, let's do that. So I ended up booking some, and then I opened and coordinated with my customers because I was working and deploying the stuff in manufacturing facilities around the world. And so it just made sense. I did a one-way ticket around the world, and I was still on my phone, still doing support, still doing sales. It got kind of frustrating because my partner wasn't really doing much. And at some point, I said, we got to make a deal. I'm going to buy the company from you. Give me a number and I'll buy it. And he said, well, that's not fair. I have no money. I'm like, that's not my issue. That's your issue. You know, it's like, but if it's too high, you got to buy it from me. So give me the number. Well, he's like, let me think about it. I went on my merry way, and he didn't think about it. What he did was change the locks on the door of the apartment that we were sharing for the business, which was above his apartment. And I got wind from another neighbor that he was doing this, but I didn't really kind of put it all together. I figured I'd have some time. He knocked on my door the next morning at 6 in the morning, said, I got to talk. I went to go get my shirt on because it's 6 in the morning. He grabbed my laptop and ran out. And this had the database because I was the only one selling. So, of course, I chased him. didn't get the laptop back, but even though I didn't get the laptop back, he filed assault charges against me. Okay, not a big deal. But because he did that, I couldn't get into the building because I have to have a certain radius from where his apartment is, which is right below, and I'm kind of stuck. So and he was using my credit cards and my money because he had not. So I quickly filed an injunction, and I remember we filed an injunction, and we had to show up in court to stop him from using my credit cards and my name. And what did he do? He went down to the courthouse and pressed the charges and had me locked up in downtown Central Booking. So here I am, downtown Central Booking, with a bracelet. I'm like, wait, and they're scanning it with an LRT 7805. I knew that. And I obviously wasn't convicted. They saw through what he was doing. They told him to return everything. To stop doing what he was doing and meet with the person to basically dissolve this company. And he stole the money and fled the state. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, all the inventory. He crashed all the computers intentionally. He couldn't take them because they were too big. So I had nothing left. And I went to my lawyer. I was pretty pissed. And he's like, look, just move forward. For the first time I got money from my lawyer, he gave me $50. I had a friend give me a laptop. I had no money. And I used that $50 to defrag the hard drives and to get everything back running again. And I started all over again. I started reincorporated, did everything all over again. And they just said, just stay focused, be the white knight. During this time, while I'm starting everything over, and he hired somebody to cut my telephone line. And like he was trying everything to try to stop me from starting all over again. But I kept on going. And I kept on pursuing. And I kept on moving forward, trying to do the right thing, trying to stay focused. I didn't go after him. I could have gone after him, thought about going after him. But about 10 years later, while I'm at an awards dinner for Deloitte & Touche, after winning Forbes top 10 private companies to watch with Google, which I thought was really cool, I get a call from him, and he has sought repentance and asked for forgiveness. I told him, I said, you know what? My success is my revenge. I forgive you. And when I sold my company last year, we had 195 employees with 18 offices across North America. And, you know, I just kept on hearing the voice, be the white knight. And I was. And that's my story. Now I have a new company that's building solar-powered trailers with 90 kilowatts in them, and that'll be my next adventure. So we'll see where it goes. Thank you for your time.